Friday night and a cool Friday night here in San Diego, California, for a football playoff game between the visiting Vista Panthers and the hosting Lincoln Hornets of the city of San Diego. This is CIF, California Intercollegiate Federation Football Playoff Division II. My name is Bill Rupp. This is High Tech Radio, and Eric Rupp will tell us a little bit about these two teams.
Yes, where'd that fact sheet go? It disappeared.
There it is.
You took it. Yes.
We have the fact.
We have the facts. And I wanted to bring you the fact that Lincoln is 8-2, and their average score per game is 43-17. They have not been shy of scoring points. They've done a good job of scoring.
They had a couple scored over 60.
Yeah. The one common opponent was Poway. Vista beat Poway 21-7. However, Lincoln beat Poway 50-13. So on paper, this game looks like a blowout. But they don't play games on paper. It's a cliche.
That's right.
But it is true. And I seem to recall a game of Vista at Eastlake that Vista was supposed to get killed, and Vista won. Well, we've got the kickoff.
All right. It goes to the return man. He's about the 15. We are only six rows or seven rows back instead of usually like 15 or more.
Right.
So we have the worst view of the field of any game in a long time.
Yeah.
I can remember about 15 years ago, sitting behind a palm tree at Carlsbad.
I was not there for that.
No,
one.
You were not there.
One of the few that I've missed over
anyway,
the last
Eric,
years.
Help me out now. This is going to be Vista.
Vista football. Yeah, Donnie called returned
they
it out to about the 17.
On the 17?
Yep.
Okay.
Really?
And they are in the wing tee. Man in motion to the right. Hand off to number 31.
Cialoe got Cialoe about a yard.
And he got not much.
Yeah, off the left side, going around the left end, the left tight end there. And, yeah, nothing much. I mean, a yard, and that's it. So it'll bring up a second and nine.
The Panthers, only won three games this year. It was kind of an up-and-down season. There were a couple where they were pretty competitive, but lost anyway. This is going to be a run over the right side. This a few yards here.
Out to the 25.
That is, help me out, Eric.
20-something.
It's, well,
29.
29.
Good friend Stormo.
And how many was that, Eric?
Well, you got about six. That'll bring up a
third and three. This is an important down. They want to keep going on this initial drive.
Head off.
And it's, I couldn't see who that was.
Wow, fake handoff to Cialoe, and then it was a keeper.
15, that was Davies.
Yeah, I think he's got the first down. Excellent fake. Looked like Cialoe got the ball.
And what did he get, about 4 yards on that?
Three.
All right, first down. I'm going to stand up, too. It is a handoff, a pull up the middle.
This time it was Cialoe, and he got the first down. In fact, a gain there of about 12.
All right.
So Vista off to a good start here.
Two first downs in this initial drive. Vista in their black pants, white jerseys, and black helmets with, of course, red lettering. First and 10.
Wow. That was...
Hornets came... zooming across the line from the defense.
That was brutal offside.
They're going to call it as an offside.
The guy didn't just jump. He blasted the center and knocked him into Davies. And both the center and Davies ended up on their backsides on that one.
Well, basically they have three downs to make
5 yards.
5 yards. We'll see if they can do it. Wing tee again. Wing back is to the right. And a handoff running around the right end. A nice run there, Stormo.
I think we're going to get a face pass penalty here. He got about 14. Oh, excuse me. No, give him about 12 there. Let's see.
That was Stormo.
Yeah.
You think 12? Okay. And they're going to go, going to penalize what, 10 more?
Now, if it's a face mask, it should be 15. Personal foul, face mask against Lincoln.
Offsetting
penalties.
Okay, so basically, are they going to...
they're going to have to bring it back.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that wipes out that nice run. Vista has been plagued. Well, they were plagued in the first four games by 11 or 12 penalties per game. They did better in the since then. So we're second and five, or first and five, right?
Yes. Now, here's the thing. If you don't usually see a face mask on the offensive players,
that's no. pretty it is rare, however, it is not.
On occasion, you'll see it on a running back who does a stiff arm, and instead of just pushing the face mask, which is still technically a penalty, but they get away with it, they grasp it, and that's where they get that.
All right, one running back. Man in motion for the Panthers. The
man
gets a pitch off around left end. I see a flag.
I think that's going to be a hold.
That's
wiping out a first down, if it is a hold. Let's see here.
That was Dominic Hall.
Holding Vista.
Let's see where they put that.
So it'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So that's going to net about a four-yard penalty against Vista.
Thank you for that information, because...
Well, I take that back. It's going to... Well, let's see. No, it's about a four-yard penalty, yeah. So it's going to be first and nine. Or the third attempt at the first down.
Oh, my.
So we're going to run this play for the third time.
Ball is at the Vista 46. Wing back.
And offside against Lincoln. Boy, I'll tell you what, Davies has got them jumping. You know, it's interesting. Lincoln seems to be the team that's a little anxious, a little nervous. And they're a little overexcited.
Well, we're noticing, Eric, that I honestly believe there are as many people here from Vista, or almost as many as the hometown crowd.
Yeah, I mean, the home crowd is really kind of disappointing. I mean, you're talking about an 8-2 team in the playoffs,
and the fans are maybe a third
full at best.
In their own stadium. All right, motion to the left. And it's a handoff. Live for 31. Steal. Gets a real nice game going down the left sideline.
From the 49 down to about the 36.
So that'd be 13 yards.
So good run there by Cialoi.
And that is four first downs.
Wow.
Now this is the best, I think, opening drive this has had all year, Eric.
If they score a touchdown, it may very well be.
It is no score in the first quarter, but Vista is driving.
High formation this time.
Yeah, high formation.
Head off to the up back.
Head off to the fullback. And that is
Flores.
22. Flores. Well, he got
three. About three.
Okay, I'm having to rely on the chain gang on that. That was 22.
Yeah, not the
3 yards.
Yeah, not the best view from here. So we're here in the first quarter.
See, actually, it isn't. Zach Cole, I mean, I'm moderately well clad. I think you are, too.
Yep.
Could be worse, and it's not raining. All right, one running back. Man in motion. The motion man gets the pitch to the right. Hall is brought down by number
33. Nice tackle there by Marquise Allen. Allen for the Hornets. Oh, we get a flag after the game, after the play.
Who was the ball carrier on that? Was that one, Eric?
I think it was Hall.
What'd he get?
About, let's see here, three, maybe four. They're going to wave off the flag.
So he got four yards. So it's third. He must have gotten more like five.
No, because it's third and three.
Third and three. Oh, there were only, okay.
So I got three on first, four on second.
Ah, that's the
end. Do the math.
I'm trying to write these down with my glasses off. And sometimes it's a little tricky. So it is third down, and this is undoubtedly fourth down territory.
You got to think so.
The Hornets have lost two, one to Madison, I believe.
Let's see, Madison, 56-32, and then to Point Loma, 36-34, close.
Oh, that was a close one, yeah.
Yeah.
That may have been an overtime game. I can't remember for sure, but it was close. Well, no, probably not an overtime game. All right, Vista. Set to go here. Man in motion to the left. And that's a handoff up the middle.
Cialoi
gets about
six.
6 yards, and certainly that's a first down.
Yep, needed three, got six. Wow, this is just an impressive drive
and,
so far.
One, two, three, four,
now
five first downs. I don't think they've ever had a drive this year where they had five first downs. Of course, you know, you say Lincoln's 8-2, but we don't know how good the teams were they played. You never know. Here's the handoff. Right side.
Normo.
Number 29.
Maybe a yard or two. Let's see where they spot it. The angle we're at makes it really hard to see. Well,
ooh,
it looks like he got
three.
More like three.
Three.
Second and seven.
Second and seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, the ball is on the, well, I don't know. They don't have that on the scoreboard, those the lights.
Yeah.
Are out. So it's about, what, the 15-yard line, something like that? It's very difficult to see from our angle, and we got guys standing up on the sideline. All right, here we go. And it's a
counter.
And that didn't work.
Oh, it got corralled behind the line of scrimmage.
And he lost
about a yard.
About a yard, okay. So that'll bring up third.
That was well scouted by Lincoln, as Vista ran that successfully several times over the last few weeks.
That's the kind of play that you have to pick the situation, Eric.
Yeah.
And it can be great, but you don't want to do it too often. All right.
Yeah, maybe it's too early in the game to try it.
Who knows? And it is the
quarterback
right side. He gets several yards, but he's not enough for a first. That's about three, do you think?
Yeah, looks like about that. Oh, and a flag on the play.
Oh, another one.
False start against Vista. Now, is Lincoln going to accept that?
Shooting themselves in the foot.
Because they didn't get the first down. That would make it fourth down and about three.
Wait a minute. They're
taking it.
How far back did they put that? 5 yards?
Yeah. So it'll be third down and about 13. I don't know if I would have taken that. I'd kind of be willing to do four and three.
They probably looked at the same stats that we've looked at, that Vista only completes about five passes a game.
And oh, another false start.
Yeah, something worked out. That's going to be another five.
Now, this makes things really difficult for Vista, because that makes it third and 18, and all of a sudden this drive that looks so impressive just a minute and a half ago is falling apart.
You're listening to High Tech Radio. My name's Bill Rupp. I'm here with Eric Rupp and the Vista Panthers with 6:47 remaining in the first quarter. There's no score. Vista took the ball at their 20 and drove down to about the 15 or so. It's a little hard for us to see here, but have been thrown back here. One play lost yardage, and they had a couple of penalties. And this is going to be a pass. No, he's going to run. And he's got a fair gain, but not anywhere near.
Well, I think he got close to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Let's see how close. So that's going to bring up a fourth down. Timeout called by Vista. Let's see where they spot this.
Oh, I think that's about 5 yards, wouldn't you say, Eric?
Well, it was third and 18, so that was about a 7-yard game. Fourth and 12.
That was Davies.
So that puts them where? The 21? If they go for a field goal, that would be back at about the 29. So 39-yard kick, that's pretty far for Sellers.
Given our situation of having trouble seeing the field, it's unfortunate that the lights indicating what line
is on. Yeah, what yard mark it's on, yeah.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, they also don't have zeros for the score for either team.
Well, this means we better keep track of the score ourselves, Eric.
Yeah, one would hope that they put the actual score up there when somebody scores.
You know, I'm impressed by the number of people who came down from Vista.
I know. This is impressive. I expected about a third this number of people, but you got people all the way the length of the field. I mean, granted, the first couple of rows aren't very good, but still, this is
okay. It is fourth down and 12. Guess Sister thinks they can't make the field goal, so they'll try a pass. Long one.
Get it out of the hands of Tawa.
That incomplete pass.
Wow, that would have been a first
down. On downs, the Hornets will take over. Well,
yeah.
Eric, why don't you go ahead and call this, and I'm going to see if I can figure out where the ball is going to be placed.
Okay, 30. It's about the 21.
Okay, well, we'd like to be more specific than that, but...
Oh, yeah, Lincoln's another one of those teams that has the jerseys where the numbers are the same color as the jersey, and they just have an outline in white.
Oh, we'll
number three at quarterback, hands off to number two, pounds forward for about maybe 3 yards. That's the 24. Two being Kenyon Sims. Number three, trying to find the quarterback here.
Well, if Vista can manage to stop the Hornets and make them punt here, that would be a good sign.
Pass to the left flat, complete. Close to a first down. I think it may be a yard shy. Went to number 11, Jamad Monroe. Quarterback is number 6, and that is Asante Hartzog.
So it's third and about 3?
Third and 3. Hand off inside, and that was not a first down. Gain of maybe a yard, which will make it 4th and 2.
That was number 2 again on the carry.
Sims.
He got nothing there, did he?
I got about a yard.
Really? That much?
Maybe a half a yard. But Vista, it looks like Lincoln's going for it. 4th and 3. Now they're going for it. That's surprising at their end of the field. False start.
Penalty, and that was, that kind of defeated their plan, Eric.
I think it's possible they're trying to draw Vista offside, but now it's going to be 4th and 8. Are they seriously thinking about going for it here, 4th and 8 at their own end of the field?
Well, Vista's got to come up here.
And it looks like they're going into a short punt formation now. They've had the punter go back. It's going to be a quick kick. Good kick. Takes a huge Lincoln bounce. So Vista will have the ball at their 25-yard line.
Absolutely.
So Vista's defense stands up and keeps Lincoln from getting even a single first down.
And we have just 4 minutes, 27 seconds remaining in this first quarter. This is High Tech Radio bringing you CIF Football Playoff Division II, San Diego section with the Vista Panthers visiting the Lincoln
Hornets,
yeah.
Now, if Vista somehow wins this game, where on paper they're not supposed to.
I didn't look today. Look at the seeding.
But I'm saying if they do, wouldn't that go a long way to saying that North County football is stronger than San Diego City football?
Yes.
And off up the middle, Cialoe fighting for it, maybe gets a yard.
Well, that didn't work.
Well, got a yard. At least it was positive
yardage. Well, we're going to see. I think we're going to see whether Vista decides this is the game that they actually
have to
open up a lot of passing.
I formation for Davies. Hands off to the up back, and it's Flores, and he's got some yardage. He's out to the 41, stays on his feet as he's falling down. He gains an extra 4 yards by just kind of crawling on his hands and feet, not letting his forearms or knees go down. He gained an extra 4 yards. He was going down at the 40 and just managed to keep the parts of his body going down that would cause the play to
That's
be over.
About 18 yards.
Flores, and nice run.
22.
Yep.
And that's now six. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wing T.
Six first down.
Wing to the right. Stormo gets the ball off of right tackle. Goes forward, gains about 6. So gain of 6 for Stormo is going to bring up a 2nd and 4.
Almost, I'd say
6.5.
Yeah, short 4.
It is a short 4. It's 3.5 that they got to get. So we'll call it 2nd and 4, though. I formation. Handoff, Stormo busting up the middle. Gets the first down and then some more down to the Lincoln 39 or 40. That's the 40. First down Panthers. And they've just picked right up where they left off before the penalty.
That's 10 yards?
Yeah.
Enough for a first. Seven first downs, and we're still in the first quarter. That's impressive so far.
Hand off to Flores, who's hitting the backfield. He's being taken down for a loss. Number 50 on the tackle there, Trey Kirkland. So that was Flores on that carry. Lost about 2. So it'll be 2nd down and 12. So one of the few negative runs, in fact, might be the only one that they've had for a loss. And off, no, it's keeper. And we got Davies going on the right side. He's close to a first down. Needed 12. Let's see what he got.
I think he got about 12, maybe. No, they're going to say no.
First down, they're giving it to him. They're saying yes. 12 yards there for Davies on the keeper. Nice fake. And he managed to get down to the 30 of Lincoln. So Vista, again, in the Lincoln side of the field.
And we're getting, we're under 2 minutes in this first quarter. Vista moving the ball.
I formation, man in motion. Hand off to the up back. That's Flores. Breaks the tackle and is stopped after that. Gains maybe 4, if I'm not mistaken here. I'm hoping I don't get too far away from the offense.
I think he got, oh, my goodness.
5.
5. That was Flores again?
Yeah, around the right side. So, down to the 25-yard line. One back in the backfield. Wingman in motion. Pitch to that man. It's Hall around the left side. He's got some room, and it closes down, but he's taken out of bounds at about the 16 or 17. So that's another first down for the Panthers. Now they are definitely in field goal range for
that
sure.
That was
Hall.
Hall, yeah, number 1. Wow. Keep in mind that we're under a minute to go in this first quarter. The Hornets have not scored or have racked up a single first down, and Vista has, I think, 8. That's amazing.
That was 8 or 9 now. All right. First and 10 from the 16. Handoff, Cialoi. No, it's a fake. Oh, and this play did not work at all. Tala taken down well behind the line of scrimmage by number 3, Brazil. Lost there. They were at the 16. They're now back at the 20. Loss of 4. Boy, that hurts.
Well, good defensive play there.
That's when you can't really blame on Tala, as the blocking just did not develop.
And I think they're letting the clock run, and that will be the end of the first quarter right now.
There we go.
No score, but Vista has just marched up and down the field pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, the first quarter, if you look at the statistics, I mean, Lincoln's got 7 yards. Actually, if you factor in that penalty, they've only got 3, 2 or 3. actually 2 net yards after the penalty.
They only ran 5 plays, and one of those was a punt. No, well, yeah. Actually, they ran 4 plays.
Yep.
One of them was a punt, and there was also a penalty.
So, yeah, Vista, whatever they had in yardage, you know, you're looking at 60 yards the first time and another 60 yards now. So Vista's about 120 yards to 2.
And we are now down where we have a little bit better view.
A little better view. I'm going to get up here. Stand on the...
I think we're still okay.
Upper section bleachers. The headset cord just barely long enough for this.
Yeah, don't fall, please.
I was not planning on it.
Yeah, we're just sitting up in the stands. Of course, up in the stands on this side, there are 7 rows. I thought there were only 6.
That's a bit of an overstatement. Of course, as I was mentioning, the last time I could remember us for sure being up in the stands on the visitor side was 2010 at La Costa Canyon, another game Vista was supposed to lose.
And one big, like 47
to 7. They destroyed La Costa Canyon. That was the Stephen McClure runs wild game.
I wonder whatever happened to him.
He got drafted and got hurt.
Now he'd be about 23, 24 years age.
Yeah, he just...
Here we go. First half. First play, second half. Go up, Eric.
Powerhouse eye. Handoff. Up the middle. Let's see. Who was that? Was that Stormo? Yeah, Stormo. So 33 on that tackle, being Marquise Allen. That's going to bring up a 3rd down. 3rd and 13 for the Panthers. Hand off to Stormo around the right side. He's got a little bit of room, but it closes down quickly, and he's taken down at about the 14. So that's going to bring up a 4th and 9, and Vista will be bringing in the field goal unit. Number 20 on the tackle there, Dejon Thomas. So this will be a 30-yard field goal attempt for Sellers. Okay, Sellers for the right hash, a little trickier for a righty. Let's see here. Gets a kick up. Oh, that's no good.
He did not get any loft on that.
No. Almost sounded like it might have been tipped, but in either circumstance, Vista comes away with nothing after another nice drive. So the game is all Vista on the stat sheet, but on the scoreboard, it's nothing-nothing. It's dead even.
Well, the Hornets are going to want to do something about it now as they have their second possession.
Hartzog at quarterback. And here's another team that looks to the sideline for their play. Shotgun formation, 2 backs in the backfield. Flanking Hartzog, looking to his right, now to his left. Throws over the middle, and that's going to be caught. Big pass play. Out to the 46 or 47. 47-yard line. Number 11 on that reception. Jamad Monroe. So a big gain there.
46?
47. So
47, that's 27 yards.
27 on first down.
And we don't know too much about Lincoln, so we don't know they generally pass a lot or run, but that was a pass for sure.
And off inside, got some room. I think that's number, 20?
It is
20.
20.
Down to the 45 of Vista. Now 20 is Dejon Thomas. Vista has a player down.
And that's about an 8-yard gain.
So all of a sudden, Lincoln comes to life offensively.
Well, you know, they have a lot of offense, so they wouldn't have averaged 43 yards. 43 points a game. Now, let's see. They're looking at the leg or ankle of this player, and I cannot see who it is. Well, we're early in the second quarter. A couple of good gains by Lincoln, but it's still a scoreless game.
Well, for the first time, Lincoln is on Vista's side of the field, and for the first time in the game so far, Lincoln's gotten some yardage. And that is number 47 for the Panthers, Jesse Davies. He's an important player.
He's walking off.
Yeah, walking off slowly. In a bit of pain there.
So we'll see what the...
Hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah.
They're going to take him over to the table. But in the meantime, Hartzog is again in the shotgun. So using a lot of shotgun here. Two receivers left, one to the right. Hand off, number 20 around the left side. He gets some room. He cuts it inside. He's down inside the 20, down to the 17. So again, Thomas on that carry. And all of a sudden, Lincoln's come to life.
That was 20 again, huh?
Yep.
I count that about a 34-yard.
Well, from the 45 down to the 17.
So that's 38, huh? Or have I got that
35?
Wrong? 35? Oh, was it Vista's 45?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, that, all right. That's maybe 28 yards.
That sounds right. And a player down for Lincoln on the sideline, right on the sideline.
5:42 remaining in this first
9:42.
Half.
9:42.
What did I say, 5:42?
Yeah.
Or is it 9:42?
It's 9:42.
Well, that shows you that I should use my binoculars. 9:42.
Yes. Now, this has been a fairly fast-moving game so far.
Who called the timeout? Was that, or are they?
I don't know.
Panthers are on the field, but talking to the coaches. Here come the, here come both teams.
All right, first and 10 for the Hornets at the Vista 17. Hartzog in the shotgun, one back next to him, that's Sims. Two receivers right, three receivers right, one to the left. And off to Sims, going around the right side, flag on the play. I believe we're going to see a holding call here.
And he didn't get much anyway.
No, only a gain of about a yard, but that was a holding penalty against Lincoln. So that'll set him back another 10. So back to the 30. So it'll be first down and 23, really.
Was that a 10-yard penalty?
10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
Right. So it's actually
second and 22 or 23. All right, we've got two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left, one back in the backfield along with Hartzog. It's Sims. We're going shotgun again, which they've gone shotgun exclusively in this drive. Hartzog looking left, throws, caught, but immediately taken down. The ball is loose. They're saying it's incomplete. Vista had the ball, but they're saying incomplete. The receiver was hit right away. So apparently he never had full possession. And it will be second and about 22. Same formation, two receivers right, two left, one back in the backfield with Hartzog. Shotgun. Gets the jumping. Offside Vista. So give them back 5 yards. It'll be second down and 17. For the Panthers, Jesse Davies still on the trainer's table by himself. intently watching the game, though. All right, two receivers right, two left, one back in the backfield. It's Sims. Hartsock back to pass, looking left, throws, looking to the end zone. Touchdown, Hornets.
What was the line of scrimmage on that, Eric?
It was, let's see here. I believe around the 30.
Well, we'll put it down that way.
So Lincoln is up 6-0 now. Left-footed kicker. And we get a penalty flag. Too many men in the hole. It's a substitution infraction, more or less. So the extra point will be 5 yards further back.
So that makes it a little harder kick, not too bad.
That 25-yarder. Kick is up, and it is good. So 7-0 with 8:57 remaining in the first half. Lincoln over Vista.
All right, we have 9 minutes almost of this second quarter. Vista will be receiving this kickoff. They started so well, but let's see, that was 80 yards on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plays. There were some penalties, one or two penalties in there, but 27-yard pass, and then for the touchdown, a 30-yard pass.
Now, this is interesting.
That's 57 yards right there.
Vista is in a formation for the return with just a lone return back.
And that is...
That's Paul. Tao is out there, but he's up shorter at about the 23-yard line, along with Kelly.
Well, getting ready for the kickoff. Everybody's poised. Here it comes. And it is picked up by... the return man, and he's got a good, oh man, he got up to the 30,
40,
to the 40, if he'd have beat that one Hornet, he might have gone, well, he would have gone a lot farther.
He looked like he was going all the way. They're going to put that at about the 42.
And that was?
Hall.
Dominic Hall, number one, so Vista gets a big break there, good return. That is, let's see, 42-yard line, I believe.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, you were. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you said 40.
You said 40.
I said 40. You said 40.
Somebody said the
somebody,
40.
Somebody whispered it in my ear, I guess.
Hey, that's where he started to trip and go down.
Yeah. All right, let's see. We have... well, nobody, we're not totally set here.
Well, what we're waiting for.
Flores is running back. Looks like he's the only running back, couple of wing backs.
We have two officials conferring on the far side of the field, on the home side.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going on, Eric. You are, too.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what the heck was going on. They don't move the ball. They don't change anything, so... and now they're just...
I don't know what's the problem here.
Some confusion out there. I don't know what the issue is. What is the issue? It's not a TV timeout. We know that.
Yeah, we know it for sure.
Now one of the officials coming over here to talk to the coach for the Panthers.
And that is Dave Bottom. And it is...
oh, I think that they're working on the chains.
And we didn't mention that David Dunn, is that right? David, I think that's David Dunn, is the head coach for Lincoln.
Indeed he is. Now another official coming over here. I think they're having a problem with the chains.
Well, the chain seemed to be okay. Or, I mean, well, something we can't see.
Yeah, no, they're working on the chains. I can see that from here in between the feet of the players.
Well, this is not too good. I don't feel like it would do any good for me to try a tap dance now.
No. And this is why for college and pro games, they have a backup set of chains. In fact, for a recent San Diego State game, they had to go to the backup chains. I saw them use that. Because, you know, they got damaged. It happens. So we are waiting here. I've never seen this kind of delay for a chain issue before.
Well, I've never seen a scoreboard that didn't work. Oh, they do have the score up for
that's
7.
So the blank must mean 0.
Yeah, but it's the blank on the ball on and then the yard. What yard?
The timeout indicator is blank.
On its scrimmage.
The ball on indicator is blank.
Well, it's 1st and 10. We know that. Well, we started this season August 25th, I think. So it's over 3 months ago. Okay. Ball is...
Now, the chains are at the wrong spot.
Ball is the 42. There we go. Okay, I'm confused.
The chains are at the wrong spot.
All right. Oh, this is... frustrating here. All right.
Yeah.
Offensive center is up over the ball, or he's at the ball. Now, there we go. All right.
We're going to get some football now.
1st and 10. Man in motion. But it's a running back. Big hole.
Ball came loose. Lincoln's got it.
Somehow Lincoln got it. The man's running down the left sideline. And he's all the way back to about the 21. My goodness.
Boy, Flores blew through that hole, got tripped up, lost his balance, falling forward. And as he was coming down kind of awkwardly, the ball came out right to one of the Hornets. And then he pitched it to the cornerback, and that was number one.
Did you say the 21?
Number one.
Where did they return it to, Eric?
The 21, yes.
The 21. Oh, my goodness.
And that changes everything. Vista looked like they were going to be starting to move and get down to maybe where they could score.
All right, 1st and 10 for the Hornets. Shotgun formation. Man in motion to the right. And this is a good defensive play by the Panthers that dropped number
51, Tavale, on
number
the tackle.
Number 2,
Sims on the carry. That takes it back to the 25, now the 24. So a loss of 3, I should say. 2nd and 13.
All right, here we go. Again, shotgun. Quarterback is number 6. What's his name again, Eric? Help me out.
Hartzog.
Hartzog, okay. And he's going to pass way downfield.
And about the 1. There's a flag in the middle of the field, however. I think this is coming back. Holding Lincoln.
Well, that's a... big break for Vista.
Wow, that's a huge penalty, too, because it takes it all the way back to the 35. It was already 2nd and 13. Now it's going to be... where are they going to get down to the 11?
Net loss of about 14.
So,
okay, here we go.
2nd and 24.
Second down. Hornets in shotgun. Linemen look like they're going to drop back and do pass blocking. There's a long pass downfield.
Incomplete.
Let's see, that's number 34 on the Kelly? Brian Kelly on the coverage.
I saw number 25.
I'm pretty sure it's 34.
That was 25. They're both there, but Taylor was
okay.
The one on the man-to-man coverage.
Given my bad eyes. My eyes are great when I have my glasses on, Eric. But I have to switch back and forth with the binoculars. That makes it
third.
All right, third and a long time.
Third 24.
Long time, a long year. All right. Man in motion to the right. It's going to be a long pass. Or is it? No. Quarterback's going to run. And he makes a good gain, but...
Yeah, a gain of about 8 or 9. They were at the 35.
Yeah, I think that's more like a
10,
yeah.
Let's
and
see, yeah, 10.
Six, I believe, so that's six.
So fourth. Yeah, exactly. Hartzog. Just fourth and a long 13.
Well, they're going to go from shotgun and again a long pass. He's running. He's going to get a first down.
Oh, he's
going
to
go all the way. Oh, my.
Wow.
Okay.
13-0 Lincoln. Boy, fourth and a long 13, and the quarterback scrambles for a touchdown. That's kind of the Vista year in a nutshell.
Yep.
You got everybody covered. Quarterback can't stay in the pocket, but you can't tackle him once he goes downfield.
Well, this is not, in one sense, is not just getting wiped out here because they've had some good plays, but then two or three bad plays have done them in. The kick is good, so it's now 14-0.
Kick was slightly tipped, but still went through.
7:09 remaining in this first half.
14-0.
Now, we're not surprised that Lincoln's ahead 14-0. We're somewhat surprised that it wasn't more. And secondly, when you see that Vista's racked up a lot of first downs,
a lot of yards,
pretty well, and as you say, they're just,
this game really just should be 14-10 right now.
It they're just situations where things just suddenly go bad. All right, it's going to be a kickoff here by the Hornets.
7:09 left
that
in the
is,
first half.
Is
and they still haven't updated the scoreboard.
Number 27, Eric, give me that on the
27
for them for the kickoff. Kicking.
Jorge Aguilar.
All right. And we're about ready. Again, just one receiver back very deep. There's the kick.
Kelly
gets it. That's the 20. Oh, he's got a good lane over the right side. Can he make it? Can he cut back? Well, he gets inside the 30-yard line.
No flag. Oh, wait, I spoke too soon. There's a flag.
Oh, boy.
At the 48-yard line of Lincoln. Holding Panthers at the 48, so that'll put them
back to
about
the 38.
Back to their 42.
No, I'm sorry. It was at the
Lincoln 48.
In Lincoln, right? Okay, at the 42. Still good field position.
Now they're talking about this.
Well, been a lot of talking tonight, Eric.
Yeah. They're waving off the flag.
Whoa.
So that would put the ball at the 29.
All right. Now Vista, they can go down and get a touchdown here. 7:01 to go in the first half. That will change the complexion of the game. Just huddling up, moving from our right to our left. And Wing T with wing back to the right. He's in motion to the left. And the fullback, or the one of the running backs, straight ahead.
Gain of about three.
And that is... I think it was 29, but I'm not sure.
Oh, my. I believe it was 22, Flores.
Okay. Second down. Second and seven. There is...
Oh, Davies.
Davies kept the ball, and he's brought down by number
five.
Three?
Both five and three were on the play.
Give
Charles
him credit.
Hicks and Jalen Brazil. Loss of four. Third and 11.
All right. Ball at the Lincoln 30. And this is a kind of a reverse, well, sort of a reverse, or at least counterplay.
Flag on the play. Sturmo got about 9, maybe 10. Holding against the
Panthers.
Here
we go.
So Justin looks like they had a nice offensive game, giving them a potentially makeable fourth down, fourth and 1-2. Is that going to be third? Third and a long, long way to go.
All right.
We got to get down to the 19, and they're at the 38. So that's 19, third and 19.
And a timeout. Official timeout, I guess, Eric. What do you think?
Yep.
Another thing that this scoreboard doesn't have is...
timeout.
Yeah, the timeout.
They're blank. I mentioned that earlier.
Did you? And Duquesne Stadium has that on their scoreboard, and that is really helpful.
Yep.
Okay. Third down, a long way to go. This has got to make, maybe not make it up all at once. And it's going to be a pass. Nope. That's a sack.
Wow, big sack, loss of about 10. Yeah, there's no way that you're going for it here. This will be a punt.
Well, I hope you get a good punt.
Fourth and about
5:06, coming down to 5 minutes remaining in this first half. Punt formation for Vista.
Flag.
Oh, and a flag. And that was a nice snap, Eric.
Delay of game. No. I'm sorry. Substitution violation on Lincoln.
That's about 27 yards to go.
It was. Now it gets down to the 19.
On the scoreboard, yeah, first and 10.
They've had it first and 10 for a long time. They haven't updated that at all. They updated it a few times, and then they stopped.
All right. It is a... Oh, and the kick is off. A real high kick, not too far. We'll see how... big bounce. Can they stop it from going in the end zone? Well, I don't know. What do you think, Eric?
If that were a college or an NFL crew, they would have called that a touchback.
So that's
and I'll tell you why, because at least one of the players that downed the ball had stepped into the end zone.
My goodness, that's inside the one. Eric, why don't you take us to the halftime on the play-by-play with the Hornets. Putting the ball into play.
Well, you know, Vista's thinking safety here. It's a chance for the defense to make something happen for the Panthers. Hartzog is again in the shotgun. He's got one back next to him and four receivers in the formation. Hartzog quickly throws the right flat. Receiver catches the ball, breaks a couple tackles, and he's going to get about eight. So bring up a second and two from the nine.
Well, no miracle there for the Panthers.
Tala's having some problems now. He goes back down.
He's on his back. This is High Tech Radio, and we are bringing you CIF football playoff action, Division II here in San Diego with the Panthers trailing the Lincoln Hornets 14-0, but this has looked a lot better than the 14-0 score would indicate.
Yeah.
But it's still 14-0. And number three, Desmond Tawa is on his back.
Yeah, looked like he was adjusting his shoe, and then he tried to get up, and then he went back down, went down to a knee, and then he kind of rolled over onto his back. Yeah, in a situation like this, you have no idea what it is. You just hope it's nothing serious, and they're always going to err on the side of caution.
Well, these days they certainly are.
Yeah.
Clock is stopped at 4:03.
Tala pops up. Maybe he had the wind knocked out of him. For Desmond's mom, or Dez as they seem to call him. But sure, his mom's feeling a little better now.
Clock has stopped at 4:03, and it stopped at first and 10, regardless of the down.
It's perpetually and first and 10,
and the distance. Second and two. The Hornets have to only get it just past their 10-yard line a little bit.
All right, Hartzog in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two left again. Sims next to him. Man in motion to the near side. Hand off to Sims going around the right side. That play is strung out. He gets maybe a yard, and that's it. Nice play there.
I don't know.
For the Panthers.
What was, his number?
The running back?
Yeah.
Two. Sims.
Number two.
Got a yard. It's going to be a third and one.
Well, here is where a really outstanding defensive play could, if not turn things around, at least help the Panthers.
Hand off inside. First down, Lincoln at the 16 or 17. If they needed one, they got seven. So the trap play inside worked.
And we are almost at 3 minutes. Can Vista hold the fort here in this last 3 minutes? They need to do that for sure.
All right. Hartzog throws in the left flat. Complete gain of about, I don't know, let's see. They were at the 16 up to a, where are they? Maybe a yard or two. Let's call that 2 yards. Second and eight.
Two and a half minutes left. First half.
Pass. Left flat. Incomplete.
Looks like Lincoln is prefers to pass, although they have had some good runs.
All right, so third and actually about nine. Three receivers right, one to the left. Shotgun. Sims in the backfield along with Hartsog. Hartsog looking right, looking, throws over the middle, complete, first down, Hornets. Vista just can't seem to stop them anymore after that first drive where Vista gave Lincoln almost nothing. This time, you know, Thomas gets open over the middle, catches the ball about 10 yards downfield and gains a couple more after that. Hartsog takes a snap. Flag stopped the play. False start. So they'll make it a first and 15. 14 to nothing. Hornets over the Panthers. So that'll put the ball back at the 27.
Well, Vista had a serious chance to score. It couldn't get it done and had to try a field goal, which was no good. And, of course, two touchdowns for the Hornets.
1:56 remaining in the first half. Two receivers right, one left, and two backs in the backfield with Hartsog. Hartsog, going back to pass, looking left, throwing deep downfield, incomplete, overthrown by about a yard.
Down to about the
35.
Yeah, way downfield.
And that's going to make this a third down. Or no, second down.
Second and 15.
There's the penalty, so second and 15.
97 seconds remaining in this first half.
Same formation, two receivers right, one left, two backs in the backfield along with Hartsog, who's in the shotgun. He's been a shotgun almost the whole game long. Man in motion out of the backfield. Screen pass. Almost intercepted. Jesse Davies had a shot to pick that off, and he didn't make that. And Lincoln's going for it. I don't think they trust their kicking game at all. They don't go for field goal.
Well, either that or they don't respect Vista's defense.
Well, you know, I'm watching their kickoffs. Their kicker can't kick very deep. So I think they're just in a position where they don't have good kickers.
Well, I don't know. That's it's third down, Eric, isn't it?
Oh, you're right. Third down.
Vista takes a timeout. Should the Hornets have to punt here, Eric, Vista would have enough time to score, and that would make the game a lot different.
Yeah, now, Vista got the ball to start the game.
That's right. That's a problem for them.
So
second half.
Lincoln gets the ball to start the second half.
And again, I look up and down these stands on the visitor side, and it's impressive. Now, I see that the home crowd has
filled in a little bit.
It's pooched up a bit.
It's still
but
about three-fifths empty.
Frankly, I was surprised to see so many people. It's nice that they came
progressive,
down.
Progressive, yeah, absolutely.
It's a long, long drive, as we well know.
All right, Hartsog, two receivers right, three receivers right. Looking left, though, escapes one man on the rush, and he's going to keep the ball and take it out of bounds at about the 37.
That was a nice game, but not nearly
enough.
Actually,
I think they're saying he stepped out of bounds before that at the 35.
That was about 7 yards.
So it's
going to
make it fourth and 7. Three receivers right, one to the left. They're going for it on fourth. This time it really is fourth.
Minute 20 seconds, 26 seconds left. Now it looks like more like a punt formation, although he's not real deep.
Yep, quick kick. And it's a false start against the Hornets. They did that in that first drive, that quick kick. Gosh, such an odd situation because the rush has a chance to get in and block the kick. They almost did there.
Well, in a true quick kick situation, which used to be done in the first half of the 20th century fairly often. I mean, not real often, but occasionally. You want to catch the other guys napping so they don't know there's a kick coming.
Yeah.
And drive it way past the deepest defensive man.
In this case, they want to make it look like they're going for it, then they punt. This time they go to a standard punt formation. Snap. Punt. Pretty good kick. The ball will bounce into Vista territory at around the 30, then down to the 28. So 1:22 left in the half.
Well, Vista's got 81 seconds to get something done.
14-0 Hornets. But Vista, statistically, is pretty close. The first quarter was all Vista, just no scoring. And that's really what's hurt them. They should have at least 10 points on the board. This should be a really close game. But it so far is not on the scoreboard. Davies under center, eye formation, hands off, and not much up the middle. Maybe a yard. So bring up second down and second down and 9.
Davies on the carry, or did he hand?
No, it was Stormo.
Stormo.
We got the two wingback set this time. Pitch to one wingback around. It's Hall. He tries to escape one man. Can't do it. Nobody on Lincoln was surprised by that play. And timeouts. Lincoln. Now they're thinking they're going to get the ball back here. So this is going to be third down and long for the Panthers.
Well, that was Storm. Was that Stormo again?
No, that was Hall.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you did say that. You did say that. Well, they gave him no gain.
Well, they haven't set the down marker yet. They haven't moved it. They will. I think he lost a yard or two.
Well, they can't seem to make up my mind or their mind on the down marker, Eric. Forty-two seconds remaining in this first half. We will pause our webcast during the half, and about 9 or 10 minutes after we sign off, we come back and give you some update and stats and whatnot, and all of the second half.
All right. So let's see. Yeah, he lost more than a couple there.
Well, finally they put it back.
Yep.
So that's about a loss of 4.
Yep. Third and 13, or third and a long 12. Hand off. And around, giving off to Luzon, but he gets nothing.
21?
Yep. And that'll make it fourth down, 36.4 seconds left, and Lincoln takes their final timeout. Boy, if Lincoln got down to score here, that's, you hate to say it, but that's almost game over.
Eric, explain to me why Vista did not pass on one of those downs.
I have no answer for you there. Nothing. I got nothing.
Well, Vista, by not being able to move the ball at all, they put themselves in a situation where they have to hope they have a good punt here so that Lincoln doesn't have a chance to score that third touchdown, which would be devastating.
Now, interestingly enough here, we've got Davies out to punt. Now, he had punted last year a bit, maybe the year before.
Return man is at the 50. Pretty good kick. And it is going to bounce down to the 41.
Clock stops with 32 seconds left in the half. So Lincoln takes over there.
And do they put it at the 41? Let's see.
Yep.
Well, Vista can't give up any of those real long pass plays here. Clock ran off a few seconds there, down to 27.3. It was at 33. I don't know why that did happen.
Yeah, it'd been at 32, actually, but yeah. I think the clock might have been slow to start the first on the punt. Hartzog back to pass, looking. Oh, he's going to be sacked!
Wow. That's
back at the 40.
Ends up a loss of only one, but that's a huge defensive play.
As
Vista.
Lincoln has no timeouts left. Down to 6 seconds. Last play. Be a run. Sims up the middle. He's breaking tackles. Then we get a flag late. Now, the clock runs out to zero. If it's a defensive play or defensive flag, they get one more shot. If it's an offensive flag, it's over. That's it. Halftime. It was an offensive penalty.
Okay, well, I'm not going to count that as a play then, Eric. So it is 14-0. The
Hornets.
Lincoln Hornets leading the Vista Panthers.
All right, well, join us again in about 10 minutes. We will bring you the second half, see if Vista can come back or if Lincoln holds on. So for Bill Rupp, I am Eric Rupp, and we will talk to you in about 10 minutes. I already got it.
It's
locked.
Do you want to let it?
Well, I don't know.
It's good, but I don't
want to let it. Okay.